It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now you know.
Me say I can't say I never know.
You 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 can't say I never know.
Jesus Christ, I'm the King.
You can't say I never know.
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 Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome back to our second episode. Last Monday was our premiere episode, and tonight we are here again, the second Monday we are on the air. Thank God for that. This is your show, Now You Know, and today's episode is Jesus Christ the King. Tonight is Nikki. And Nikki, are you there? Good evening, Nikki.
Hi, Etienne. I am here straight from Jamaica.
Straight from Jamaica. And I'm your...
Live and direct.
I'm your engineer in the Virgin Islands. How about that? How about that?
Great. We are worldwide.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this station is covered. We have listeners way in the Middle East and the Far East from Vietnam and where else? I can't remember right now. Saudi Arabia, South Africa, other places. I'm the internet can do. And what God's word can do. It can travel. It can travel.
That's fantastic. We're getting the word out to the world.
We don't have to get in a plane.
We don't, and we are doing what God told us to do, to spread the gospel throughout the world. So thank God for the World Wide Web.
Yes,
fantastic.
You go.
Well, thanks, Etienne. And today's show, as you said, is Jesus Christ the King.
The King, exactly.
Yes, and we just have to say Happy Easter to everyone, because in the Caribbean, we are still having Easter Monday. And
Easter Monday.
It's a rest day for a lot of people. Yes. So happy Easter. And we think it's just best day to celebrate Jesus Christ the King. Actually, it's always the best day to celebrate Jesus Christ the King. But right now, we really want to focus on his kingship, because we just remembered his death on the cross for us. And then we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, and now we are on Easter Monday, where we are celebrating him as the King, our King,
as the King
of his kingdom, and which we are supposed to be a part of. But before we go on, Etienne, the first most important thing to do is to pray
with a prayer.
And to invite the Holy Spirit onto the program. Dear Lord God, we just thank you for another day, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you are such an amazing Father. We thank you for what your Son Jesus did on the cross for us, Lord God. We thank you that you resurrected him, and we have new life because of the finished work on the cross and the empty tomb, Lord God. Lord, we just invite your Holy Spirit to come and permeate the show, Lord God, permeate the airwaves, Lord. We're asking you to let your Holy Spirit lead the show, Lord God, and guide us to say and do what you would have us do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have this day to celebrate Christ the King. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
And amen, and amen. Christ the King, he is definitely a king. He may be a son, but he's definitely a king.
He is definitely the King. And Etienne, I like to write poems. And a few years ago, I wrote this poem called My King. And I believe
you
have it. So, yes, I wrote the poem. You didn't know
I
wrote the poem?
I didn't know you wrote it.
Well,
you
well, let's play it, and then
okay.
People can call in,
my
and
king.
They
yes.
can make
God
comments on our Facebook
Elvis.
Page.
My king has not left the building. He's right here. He will never leave me or forsake me. With my king, I don't live in Heartbreak Hotel, even though sometimes I do feel like I ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. It's just that circumstances get me all shook up. I cry to my king, don't be cruel. Some days I feel trapped and all I do is the jailhouse rock. A voice sings, are you lonesome tonight? I know it's nothing but the devil in disguise. So I say to those lies, return to sender. Then I put myself together because I know it's now or never. No matter what's going on, that's all right. I may not be in blue suede shoes, but Jesus, I'm dancing because I'm stuck on you. I know you love me tender, love me true. And my king, I just can't help falling in love with you. I
oh
know you're ready to tell me to beat it, but I want to be starting something. No, it ain't black or white, it's in black and white. My king isn't the king of pop, he is the king of kings. So if you live your life like Thriller, that's bad. We are the world, but we are not off it. We are his children. If you're acting like Dirty Diana, it's time to look at the woman or man in the mirror. Don't go telling me it's human nature. Oh, that devil sure is a smooth criminal. I know you thought I was going to say smooth operator, but that's Sade, not Michael. Now that devil's telling you don't stop till you can't get enough. He and his crew, they don't care about us. He wants to rock with you, but it will be your blood on the dance floor. Don't live off the wall. Listen, you are not alone. I know you want to tell someone the way you make me feel is good. But you just remember the time the King of Kings died to heal the world. And he keeps on singing, I just can't stop loving you. Now that's my redemption song, even though my king isn't the king of reggae.
Ah, thanks, Etienne.
Well done. Well done. Well done. Yay. Well done. Well done.
Well, thank you.
I was chuckling here because.
Thank you.
Thank you. The words and the message. Fantastic. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, thank
wow.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
And now I know.
The point of that poem. Now we know. Now we know. Now you know.
Exactly.
The point of
exactly.
that poem. Is that we are looking at worldly kings, but we need
yes.
to look at the King of Kings. And so,
yes,
Elvis, he's dead. Michael, he's dead. And our own Bob Marley in Jamaica, he's dead. And they all call them
yeah.
King of rock and roll, King of pop, King of reggae. But the fact
yes.
is we serve one king, the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, and we need to
celebrate
him. We need to look at him, and we do not need to look at what is at the world. Not that we can't enjoy what is going on in the world, but, you know, it's a good time to think to talk about our Bible verse for this week.
Okay.
It's John 18:36. It says, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my
right.
servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. And although that is our Bible verse, that is our main Bible verse, I want to go to the next verse, which is verse 37 of John 18. And it says, you are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And so if we are listening to God and we are on the side of truth, and then Jesus is our king. And so we have the choice now to make Jesus our king or...
Mm-hmm.
to follow the world's kingdom. And they're two different kingdoms. You know, Etienne, I always think, and viewer, listeners, sorry, I always think of myself as a missionary in Jamaica. And how
but
when
you
I
are.
Became... Yes, I am. And I'm thinking, I'm reflecting of myself
yes.
as a missionary in Jamaica.
Yes.
and how I came to know Christ, and when I gave myself, I surrendered my life to Christ, that a lot of people left me behind, even my family, because they were like, what is she doing? She's crazy. Even a cousin of mine, she said, I give you a year and you're going to backslide. And praise the Lord, I've been going over 16 years. But it hasn't been easy, and I had to leave things behind. I had to leave the things of the world behind. I was a party girl. I was a socialite. I would just go out, and I would go out with a lot of men. I would do all these things. But that's not of God. So when I came into the kingdom of Christ, God's kingdom, then all those things had to go away because God made me a new creation. You know, I was a new creature. And so the old things had to pass away. And I had to now start doing the new things in this new kingdom. And unfortunately, I see so many people who say they are in Christ and who are in the church, but they are not living for Christ. You know?
Yeah.
And it's one thing to be like, oh, yes, I'm in the church. And there's the saying that says, just because you step into a garage does not make you a car. You know,
that's cute.
So you could be, in the garage. Yeah. You are not a car. You could be in the church. That doesn't mean that you're Christian and you're living the Christ-like life. And that is what required when Jesus Christ is your king.
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
Etienne?
Last night on the show with Bishop, we were talking about repentance. Just saying verbally, I'm sorry, doesn't necessarily make you a car in the garage. But to be able to be repentant, you have to take it two steps. First,
and I heard you say two different directions. Yes.
Exactly. And the second step is do it to correct it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's like last week's show. You don't just hear it, you do it. We're hearing the word of God. And that's why we need to live the truth. You know, many of us are speaking truth. But are we living it? And when we are living it, then we are making Jesus Christ the King. And I'm going to put it out now. So if any of the listeners would like to call in, they can call in at 657-383-1766. That's 657-383-1766. They can also comment on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ you can't say you never knew. facebook.com/ you can't say you never knew. And there's no apostrophe there. You can also search for us, Now You Know, on Facebook, and you will find us there. And so we
invite you to
comment, and we invite you to call in. But also, Etienne, you know that our theme song? I know you've been trying to say it. Have you got it down right now?
Can't say you never know.
Can't say you never know. You finally got it, Etienne. And that means you
can't say you never knew
that Jesus Christ is the King. And this is by Claudius England. And I'm so thankful for him that he actually allowed us to use his song as our theme song for the show, for the intro. And he's a very talented Jamaican gospel singer. And right now, I would like to play that song because this is about Jesus Christ the King.
Okay.
Now, many of you may not understand it, so I'll explain it after. But I just want us to listen to it right now. Is that okay, Etienne?
That's fine. We're going right into it.
That's
here we go.
Fine. All right. We can go right into it.
Who make a way where they seem now, yes sir. In take me life, yes, in change me behavior. And in me heart, there is no one greater. Protect me in times of danger. You know me find me true living water. Me freedom, me liberator. The Alpha, the Omega. So take it and listen what me say, sir. Truth now, there may not be a later. In my rock, no, your door, in my way, sir. In my call, you better answer. You can't say you never know. You can't say you never know. I just Jesus Christ are the King. You can't say you never know. You can't say you never know. You can't say you never know. Jesus Christ are the King. You know how long God I call you. Eternal life in my field. On the tree in thy field. So salvation driven me on you. So no matter harden up your heart, surrender to Jesus, that's all he wants. Oh, if you praise the King, I'll give him everything. And you will get the peace of past understanding. You can't say you never know. You can't say you never know. You can't say you never know. Jesus Christ are the King. You can't say you never know. You can't say you never know. You can't say you never know.
You can't say you never know that Jesus Christ is the King. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
You can't say you never know.
You can't say you never know.
And this is such an important song. This is the reason why I chose this song, let me tell you, because the words are so important. You know, he's saying, let me tell you about our Lord and Savior. He made a way where there seemed to be no way. We chose him. He's saying that we should choose him now and not later, because he's protecting us in these dangerous times, and he is the vine, the true living water. He is freedom itself and the liberator, the Alpha and the Omega. He is saying that God has been calling us for a long time, and he has eternal life for us. He died on the tree. This is what we celebrated this past weekend. And remember this last weekend, he died and he rose again. And so he implored us not to harden our hearts, but to surrender to Jesus and praise the King. And you will get the peace that passes all understanding. And, it goes on to say that he's always here, and he's always telling about the Savior. And that these are perilous times, and you hear about what is going on in the world right now. You hear about these wars. I was looking earlier that they're saying that there might be, there's a war with North Korea. And so we're looking at all these things, and he's saying we're seeing the signs and wonders. You know, the Bible says in the last days there'll be wars, and there'll be rumors of wars, and there'll be famine. And you're hearing about all these countries, Nigeria and South Sudan and Yemen and Somalia. There are millions and millions of people who are starving to death. And so he's saying now to renew your heart and mind, because Jesus King is alive. And Jesus Christ, he is the one true King. And if we are a part of his kingdom, we also need to have a certain response to all that is going on around us. And the response that we should have is one of trusting Jesus Christ the King. You know, listeners and Etienne, I was just researching about Jesus the King, and I don't know how I missed this, but last year in November, Poland actually enthroned Jesus Christ as King of the country. Did you know that, Etienne?
No, I don't keep up with Poland.
Well, it was quite interesting to me, because it was in the early 1900s that a nurse had a vision that if Poland did not enthrone Christ as their social king, not just a spiritual king, that it's an actual king of the country, then they would have perilous times. So on November 19th, 2016, just last year, they enthroned Christ as king. And what was interesting is that they had a big ceremony, and they made a pledge. And in the ceremony, they read this, and I'm going to read parts of what they read. What they said. In our hearts, rule us, Christ. In our families, rule us, Christ. In our schools and universities, rule us, Christ. Through the Polish nation, rule us, Christ. We pledge to defend your holy worship and preach thy royal glory. Christ, our King, we promise. We pledge to do your will and protect the integrity of our consciences. Christ, our King, we promise. We pledge to care for the sanctity of our families and the Christian education of children. Christ, our King, we promise. The King of Kings and Lord of Rulers, we entrust the Polish people and Polish leaders to you. Make them exercise their power fairly and in accordance with your laws. Rule us, Christ, reign in our homeland and reign in every nation for the greatest glory of the Most Holy Trinity and the salvation of mankind. I read that and I was like, wow, they actually did that? This is a country that did that. Now, I'm sure there are some folks who probably protested because I don't believe everyone is going to want to make Christ their king, even though I believe they should.
There are some Christians in Poland. In fact, one of them was somebody who became Mother Teresa. She's from Poland, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And then one of the popes, the one who just left, I believe, was which one, he was also from Poland. So they're very Christian-oriented, although they may not acknowledge it as a country, but to have them acknowledge Christ as a country, that's
actually
fantastic.
Mother Teresa was from Albania, but yes, there was a pope
next door.
Yes, there was a pope from Poland. And the fact is, for them to do that, this is a country doing that, in a time when so many things are anti-Christ. It just amazed me, and I just don't understand how this news didn't get out more. Because as I searched for articles speaking about Jesus Christ, the King, I saw this, and I was amazed that a country would actually do this. And actually in Jamaica, our national anthem is a prayer. It starts out, "Eternal Father, bless our land, guide us with thy mighty hand." You know, and so I love to have my children, as I teach them, do the Bible verse and do the pledge, because we're even, they may not understand it, but I'm trying to let them know that they need to actually speak this. We're speaking this into being. We're declaring that the Eternal Father is the Lord of our land, and we want him to guide us with his mighty hand. You know, to keep us free from evil powers and to be our light through countless hours. And that is so important because we need to have Christ in our country. But I think it first starts with the individual. We need to make Christ the King in our hearts. And as Claudia said in the song, many of us, we have hardened our hearts. And I can understand why we have hardened our hearts, because I've spoken to a lot of people, and sometimes it's Christianity itself, or Christians, I should say, who are so-called Christians, to be more specific, who do not shine the light of Christ, and so hinders the gospel from going out, because we go out and we say we're Christians, but we do what we want to do instead of doing what Christ has told us to do. You know, and so we're not making him king. And when we don't make Christ king, then we are falling prey to sin. We are having sin rule us. And so we need to be very, very careful about what we do. And, you know, today, I don't know if you heard, Etienne, but last week, the oldest person in the world died. She was from Italy.
Got it. Italy,
You heard about that?
115 years old. Yeah.
117. She was the last person have been born in the 1800s. Yes, she was 117. She was the last person alive who was born in the 1800s. Now, the oldest person in the world is Jamaican. I'm pretty excited about that. She actually comes from the neighboring district beside Usain Bolt. And today I read about her, and it was such an amazing read, because she said she got baptized 104 years ago. Can you believe that? 104 years ago. She got baptized. Mm-hmm. She got baptized when she was 13 years old. And she's been serving in the church for over 100 years. I mean, I figure she's still serving. She's counseling people. She's an elder in the church. And she's speaking about all the things happening in her life, and she's laughing and saying that her five children are all sick, and she's doing better than her five children, you know. And she seems to be she seemed to be someone who is focusing on Christ, that she has God as the center of her life, and that she believes serving people, which is a very important part of Christianity, that serving people is one of the things she should do. And she
excuse me, let me interrupt you a minute. A thought just came to my mind. Two thoughts. One, sometime in the future, if you have a chance to go over and interview her on this show, it would be great.
That would be great. Yes, if I could find her. She's on the other side of Jamaica. No, Jamaica is not St. Thomas. I heard you can get to the other side of the island in like 20 minutes. Trelawny is probably about 2.5-3 hours away, depending on where she is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, other suggestion. What about his name is the singer of You Can't Say You Never Know?
Claudius, yes. I tried to get
Claudius,
him on last week. We tried to get him on last week, but we'll get him on at some point.
Invite him. Sure, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Definitely.
Okay,
we'll get him on.
That'd be great.
Definitely. Okay. I wanted to get him on for the first show because he's in the United States a lot. He travels a lot. He was in Scotland. He goes all over the world. So he's very busy. So we'll get him on. I tried to, but he seems to be in between countries. So.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get him on. But Miss Violet Moss Brown is the 117-year-old that I was just speaking about. And over 100 years ago, she was told to recite and remember Psalm 119, verse 133. And it says, "Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me." And I'm that's amazing. And she remembers this after 100 years. I keep on saying 100 years. That's a whole century. That's over a century. That she has been focusing on that Bible verse. Because she does not want sin to rule over her. She wants Christ to rule over her. And she wants to live that life for Christ. And I'm sure she is a member of that Baptist church who is someone can look up to and say, you know, this is a lady who has lived for Christ for over 100 years. And we should do this no matter how long we live, no matter the amount of time we have. And, and I am just imploring that anyone who is listening to this program, if you have not made Jesus your Lord and King, to do so, you know, go to him, repent. We were speaking about repentance, as Etienne had done a show yesterday about repentance. Repent, turn the other way, because as Claudius' song says, we can't say you never know, that these are perilous times. Things are happening around us, you know, all the time. All the time we see earthquakes. There was an earthquake, I think, in St. Kitts yesterday. Thankfully, no one got hurt, but it was 5.8 earthquake. And so you have these things. You have these wars going on. Bombs are dropping. Hurricanes. There are all these things. But we want to live for Christ, and we want to see him on the other side, you know, because he has given us eternal life, and we want that peace that goes beyond all understanding. So we want that life that he has for us. I know that many people don't believe, and many people have questioned my belief, but I have a relationship with Christ. I have a relationship with a king, and my father is king, and so I'm a princess. You are a prince at the end when you come into this kingdom, and so we must act accordingly. Because princes and princesses just don't go out and do whatever. They're royalty. And so we are a holy priesthood. And we are called unto God to do his thing. Yes, Etienne.
Out of time, 15 seconds.
Oh, we are out of time already. And we'll continue this next week. We're going to talk about the kingdom of God. This week we spoke about Christ, Jesus Christ the King. Next week, the kingdom of God.
Yes, very good. Thank you very much, Nikki. All the best to you.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
You too.
Who make a way where they seem now, yes sir. In take me life, yes, in change me behavior. And in me heart there is no one greater. Protect me in times of danger. In a me find me true living water. Me freedom, me liberator. The Alpha, the Omega. So take it and listen what me say, sir. Choose now, there may not be a later. In my rock, no, your door, in my way, sir. In my call, you better answer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.